begin the top of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph right after the Mishnah. The Gemara today is going to be a bit of a list of just various parshios and haftaras, what we read on different days of the year. So the Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, B'Pesach, Korin B'Parshas Mados. On Pesach we read Parshas Mados, V'Maftir B'Pesach Gilgal. So we read from Parsha Emor when it comes to Pesach, the first day of Pesach, and there's haftara called Gilgal, which is a section of Yeshua discusses the city of Gilgal, where they used to bring the Karim Pesach. And that's where also they had not performed the Bris Milah many, many years, the 40 years in the Midbar. So many of them didn't have Bris Milah, so I think it's there. The Psukim discuss how they use a very sharp stone to cut the Milah. And I think they found somewhat recently some of these types of knives that were used for the Bris Milah in this place, Gilgal. So that was the Haftorah read for Pesach. But nowadays, Gemara says, Ika Treyomi, we in Bavel, we have a 2-day Yantif, so what are you supposed to do? This only tells what we read on the first day Yantif. What about the second day Yantif? So Gemara says, Yom HaKam, the first day of the Yantif, Pesach, we read Pesach, Ugilgal, just like they read in the first days of Eretz Yisrael. Ulamacha, the next day, is Yantif Sheni, Pesach, Yoshiyahu, you read B'Pesach, which is, I guess, also the same parsha. You probably read, it sounds like Parsha Emor a second time, and you read Pesach Yoshio, which is the discussion at the end of Malachim Beis about the carbon Pesach that was there.
Yoshio was one who found the Sefer Torah open by the clothes, no?
He found it open, yes. Yes.
That's
one of the proofs they use from Yoshio, that person, the Gemara in Chulin, discusses that different Amarim used to check certain things based on events. So one of them, I forget who, would look if the boat had come on time, he would take the boat. If the boat came late, he wouldn't take it. It was a bad simon. One of them would open up a sefer, wherever the sefer would open up to, like the girl Hagra I mentioned, I think, a couple weeks ago. So just like Yoshua opened up the sefer Torah and got to the klalos, so that's we find that you could open up a sefer Torah and point to Pasuk, or maybe open up a Tanakh and point to Pasuk, and that's supposed to be some level of Ruach HaKodesh or Nevuah to dictate to you what to do. Okay, then the Gemara says, Vishari Mos Pesach, what do you read the rest of the days of Pesach? In other words, Chol HaMoed. So you read, Mileket, Milaket V'Karim Minyan Osha Pesach. You Milaket, you gather together various psukim throughout the Torah. You read whatever it discusses Pesach, you read different places. So, what are the psukim that are mentioned throughout? Again, remember, we need a total. There are 5 days of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael. There are 4 days of Chol HaMoed in Chutz La'aretz. So what are the days? What do we actually read? So Rav Papa, Ma'apu is the simon. Mem Aleph Pei Vav, what does this stand for? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Shar Kamim Mos HaPesach Simen Ma'apu Mishchu V'kuch Lachem Etzon. That's one place. That looks like Parshas Bo, I believe. Yeah. Yes, that's Parshas Bo. Then Im Kesef Tilva Es Ami, that's the middle of Mishpatim. And then Psal Lecha is Kisisa. The end of Kisisa mentions a few, just like 3 psukim, I think, of the Regalim. And Vayidaber Shebaloscha mentions Pesach Sheni there. Okay, so that's what you read during, I'm not sure if that's what we read Baloscha for the last day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Okay. Doesn't seem to ring a bell to me. Okay, fine. So then the Gemara says, Yom Tov Achron Shepesach, what do you read in the last day of Pesach? Koren Vahi B'Shalach U'Maftirin. You read B'Shalach, which is, of course, a discussion of Az Yashir, the Shri Shepesach, and you have the Haftorah of Vayidaber David, which describes what? Where Rashi says, it's Shir, it also has a Shir Kamosa, also has a somewhat of a song, so that's why we read that as the Haftorah. And the general klal is that the Haftorah is supposed to be Ke'en HaMafti, it's supposed to be somewhat related to the day, related to the Kriyas HaTorah. Ulamachar, what do you read the second day of Pesach, 8th day of Pesach in Chutz La'aretz? Ulamachar, Kol HaBechor, which is in Parshurei, U'maftirin Od Hayom, and the Haftorah is Od Hayom. Od Hayom talks, Rashi talks, says it refers to the Fishim HaPal Sosha Sancherib B'Lel Pesach Haya, talks about the downfall of Sancherib, which occurred the night of Pesach, so it's appropriate to read Pesach time. Now, Abaye says, V'ha'idna, nowadays we have slightly different minhag than as to what the Gemara had described. What do we do nowadays? Ha'idna nog alma l'mikre mashach tura, kadosh b'kaspa, pesa b'nibara, shalach buchra. Okay, this is a simon, this is a mnemonic. So what exactly does this mnemonic mean? So let's first just see what it literally means. First we read Mashach Turah. So Mashach Turah is a reference to the shore. So that would be Shor Chesev, I would imagine, right? Let's see, is there Rashi here describes this? Mashach Shor. That's Parshas Bo. And it talks about taking the, go take your, the sow, the shore to Shecht of the Karim Pesach, your Parshas Bo. And then you read Kadesh, Bikaspa. That's referring to Kadesh Lipachor. That's in Parshas, also Parshas Re. It's also the end of Parshas Bo. Okay. Then Pasal, Bemidbar, that's Parshas Kisisa, Pesach Psalacha. And then Shalach Buchra, that's referring to Kol Bechor, that's in Parshas Re. Those are the four things that we read. So different than what we had said above. Now, what exactly is the mnemonic of Mashach Turah, Kadesh Bekaspa, Pasal Bemidbar, Shalach Buchra? So the machlok is exactly what this mnemonic means. According to the Levush, Levush is a very deep understanding referring to the various animals, the faces that appear in the Kisei HaKavod, that the shore was in the Kisei HaKavod, and then they pulled up. So I'm going to go to the Chasam Tov. The Chasam Tov is a little bit more understandable to us. The Chasam Tov says these four parshios are all different types of kinyanim that we have. So Mashach Turah is referring to Mashicha. There's meant to be a mnemonic for us to remember. So Mashach Turah, Mashicha, you pull axe, that's a Mashicha, that's a kinyan. Number two is Kadesh Bekaspa is referring to Kedushe Kesef. Then the Pesach Midbar is referring to a Karker of the, which is Hefker Kemidbar, that you, Psalcha, you say it's possible, it's Hefker, like a Midbar. And the fourth type of Kinyan is referring to Shach Buchra, is when you send off an Eved, Kishir Pidyon Bechor. So the halacha is that when you send off an Eved Ivri, the Mishnah tells us based on the Pesukim in Parsha A, you have to give something called Hanaka. Hanaka is compensation. It's like a retirement fund you give it, the pension. You send off for the pension, so you give him five slum, which is similar to a Pidyon of Bechor. So that's what it means when it says, when you send out an Eved Ivri, when you own an Eved Ivri for 6 years, once you send them out, you have to send them out with something called Hanaka. Hanukkah is a fascinating discussion to show him. Is Hanukkah viewed as a pension plan, kind of? Or is it really viewed for, you didn't pay him in the 6 years he was there, it was kind of paying for the work he did for you, even though he owed it to you because you bought him, still you pay him the schar that he probably overworked. So you send him off with five, at least five slum, similar to a pidyon pet, a pidyon bechor. That's why we call it a shalach bechor. You send off a bechor, you send off the money to an eved ivri. So that's what the mnemonic is, four types of kinyanim. This is meant to help us remember what the four leanings that we have for Chol HaMoed. Okay, and Tosus points out that this order is kept in, we keep this order of leaning. The top Tosus writes, we keep this in order unless Pesach falls out on a Thursday, somehow we switch the order around. Rosh Tosus discusses the various details of them. Now the Gemara goes on to discuss, what about Atzeres? What do we lean on Atzeres? So at Atzeres, we read Shiva Shavuos Umaftirin. So Shiva Shavuos, I believe it's found in Parsha Emor, right? But it was Vayikra Chav Gimel, I imagine it says. The Dvaram Tezayin. Okay, this is actually found in Parsha Re'eh. So Shiva Shavuos Umaftirin B'Chabakuk. We read a Haftorah from Chabakuk, one of the Nevi'im of Triasar, and Rashi tells us it describes Shemidaber B'Matan Torah, Eloka M'teiman Yavo B'Matan Torah. It refers to Kabbalah Satorah from Teman. I'm not sure exactly what to talk about. I never learned from Chavakuk. Then, Achem Omrim, Bechodesh HaShlishi. No, you really read Chodesh HaShlishi, which is found in Shmos Yates. Shmos Yates. Oh, this is Yisro. Oh, Parsha Yisro. Yeah, okay, fine. Yisro. There you go. Okay, so Parshas Yisro. Yeah, and then you say exactly. Then you say Maftim Merkava. Yeah, so exactly, why is Merkava? What does Merkava have to do with Kabbalah Satorah? So Rashi writes Merkava Yecheskel Al Shem Shenigla B'Sinai B'Ruboi Ruvavos Alfei Shina Shinon, because so much was revealed at Kabbalah Satorah, so much of the Merkava, so much of the Gila Shchina was revealed, like the Merkava describes. That's why we read it the day of Shavuos. Now the Ha'idna nowadays the Ika Treyom, we have keep a 2 day Yomtif in Chutz La'aretz. Avdina and Ketavai, we do both opinions that we have Ipcha, we do the opposite order, meaning we do firstly we read Yisro on day one, Asar Sadibros, and then Yecheskel, and day two we read Shiva Shavuos from Parshas Re'eh and Chabakuk.
Chabakuk is one of the names that was most tough against Hashem.
He was the name.
Very tough against.
Oh, really?
The cover is still there. David once told us to go there to put out in there.
Oh, really?
It's on the way from Naria to Tzfas.
I am qualified over there or not. Okay. Yeah, I've got to learn Shasar. Okay. So then the Gemara says, now what about Rosh Hashanah? So Rosh Hashanah, B'chodesh HaShvi, which is found in Parsha Amor, you read the section of Rosh Hashanah, U'maftirin HaBen Yakil Ephraim. So we read that part of the Haftorah. Rashi describes, because that refers to Yishum Zachras Karenu Rachem Rachamenu. It talks about Hashem remembering us, and Rosh Hashanah is all about remembering us. Hashem Pakad, we read, we'll see in the second. Hashem is all about remembering on Rosh Hashanah. And Vyesham, and others say, Vashem Pakad Sarah, that Hashem remembered Sarah. It was Rosh Hashanah where he remembered her, and he had her, she was able to get pregnant and have Yitzhak, of course. Umaftim B'chanan, and we have the Haftorah of Chana, which relates, of course, to the same story as Sarah, that Chana didn't have any children. Akash Baruch remembered her, answered her tefillas, and she ended up having Shmuel Hanavi. So that's why we read this very, very much connected to the power of tefillah and the power of Zechira on Rosh Hashanah. V'ha'idna nowadays, not only in Chutzars, but even in Eretz Yisrael, Dikachayomi, we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Yom HaKama, Kiyesh Omrim. This first day, we read Kiyesh Omrim, which is like about Sarah, Vashem Pakar Sarah, and then we read about Chan of Haftorah. However, Lemachar, Velokim Nisas Avram, the second day we read about Kedas Yitzchak, Umaftir HaBen Yakir. So very nice. Kedas Yitzchak certainly does, it's very fitting for Rosh Hashanah. The Kedas Yitzchak, remember Yitzchak, the shofar, and everything in the aisle. But it's very strange that the Gemara rejects the initial reason. The Gemara said that what we're supposed to read is really Parsha from Parsha Emor, Chodesh Hashvi. But now that we have two, we don't read it at all. We end up reading a pasuk from Parsha of Akedat Yitzchak. So the question, what exactly, why is the Gemara changing that? The other examples we have, the Gemara says, no, you read both opinions, and you should read the opposite order, or you read both opinions in the same order. Why is the Gemara saying, now that we have two, we're being Mechadish, we're reading a different Parsha, and leaving out the first Parsha? So, I want to give a share on this, actually, this topic. It's without getting too much of the detail, but it happens to be that Parshas, that the Havashem Pakar Sarah and Akedas Yitzchak both appear in Parshas Vayera, both in the very same Parsha, and there's a certain theme in Parshas Vayera, which is very much related to Rosh Hashanah, namely it's all about Zrizim Akim L'mitzvos. You find that throughout, there's a very strong correlation, again, not for now, but that's what I think might be the reason why we do that. And that answers Rosh Hashanah. What about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, Korin Achrimos, Umaftir and Rabbi Achrimos, of course, which describes the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and Umaftir Ki Ka'amar Ram V'Nisa. So what's the Haftorah about? Rashi tells us, it talks about Tshuva, Pasuk Perek and Yishaya. And then, Uvimincha time, Korin Barayos Umaftir and B'Yona. And Mincha time, we read the section of Achrimos also, appears in the same Parsha. Achrimos, we read in the beginning Achrimos of Avodas Avodas Yom HaKippurim, but read at the end of Achrimos about the Arayos. Also happens to be the same Parsha. And the Mafti, of course, as we know, is Parsha's Yonah. So why do we read about the Arayos? So you look at Rashi towards the bottom, the last few narrow lines in Rashi. He explains that Korin Ba'arayos, Shemisha Yesh Averos Biyodo Yifrosh Mehem. It's supposed to be reminded for a person who has such Averos to separate from them. Lefisha Arayos Aver Mitzuya, it's a very common Arayos, unfortunately. Shenafsha Shaldam Mechabdam Vyotze Toko, it's something that people very much are attached to. So that's why you have to remind them, this has a certain reminder to separate from the Arayos. That's according to Rashi. Tosos writes, very interesting, Tosos writes, Dibur Maschel V'mincha Korin Ba'arayos. Why do you read Arayos in the afternoon on Yom Kippur? Women get very decked out when coming Yom Kippur. It's a very special day. The Mishnah Tainus tells us it's one of the two happiest days of the year. Today is the other day. Today is Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur are the two happiest days of the year. Why is Tu B'Av? A whole discussion why. If you remember, the Gemara in Tainus gives a few different answers. One answer I'll just say is because the nights begin to get longer. That means there's more time to learn at nighttime. And the person who learns more, he, of course, gets more schar. The person who learns less, the Gemara says, not good things happen to him. So, anyway, so it was such a happy day, Yom Kippur, women would get all dressed up, and then Tosafot continues to say, L'fikach tzarech l'azkir, and we have to remind them, let's just take a step back, don't have a michshah, don't stumble. You get very nice and dressed up for the Kavod Yom, but don't let it lead to anything worse, chas v'shalom. Uvimejish, yesh, shalakach koron b'arayos, l'fisha yisrael osin remez l'kadosh baruch hu. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu, another reason brought down the midrash, medrash is, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Klai Yisrael rather makes a remez, a hint, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shekshem Shehizir Osam Shola Galas Erva, just like we're reminded not to do Gilei Raios, Kach Lo Tigala Ervasam Bevonasam. So to Kadosh Baruch Hu should also, we ask him, we beg of him, not to be Megala our Averos and our sins to keep them covered, and just like we're being tznius, he should also be tznius and cover up our sins. So three different reasons as to why we read Arayos. Now there's a very interesting, a well-known Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, well, why do we lane this mincha in the afternoon on Yom Kippur? Now on one hand, it's a tainus. So every other tainus we read in the afternoon. So therefore, maybe it's within the tainus. Well, it's a different type of reading. We normally read from tainus tzibur from Parshas Kisisa, here reading from Parshas Achrimos, but it's really midin the tainus. Because normally on a Yom Tif, we don't have an afternoon laning on any Yom Tif. So maybe it's more, the reason we read it is because of the tainus. Or maybe it says, no, because maybe Kedushas Yom, just like Shabbos, we do have an afternoon reading. We don't have by Yom Tif, but Shabbos we do. Maybe Yom Kippur also is more like Shabbos and has an afternoon reading. So again, do we read in the afternoon because of it's a special Kedushas Yom, or do we read because of the tainus? What's an afkmina? Let's say somebody is not fasting in Yom Kippur. He can't fast, he's sick, or he ate. Are we allowed to have him have an aliyah? Kiva Eiger says, if we're reading it because of the tainus, then he can't read because he's not fasting. If we're reading it because of the Kedushas Yom, then he's allowed to fast. That's the famous Rabbi Kiva Eiger. The same holds true also for the morning laning. If someone isn't fasting in the morning, or even the regular tainus, somebody's not fasting in the afternoon, he shouldn't get an aliyah because he's not fasting. But Yom Kippur might be different because it might be because of the Kedushas Hayom. Okay, now the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan tells us that, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mkom Malkum Shata Motzi Gvuraso Shakadosh Baruch Hu Atha Motzu Anvanusnuso. Yes. For those who say, you guys say it here?
Yeah,
sure.
Oh,
you say it, okay. Growing
I
up
say,
in...
I say during the Davenot.
Bnei Ashurim, growing up, we used to say it. The shul has a minute to say it.
In Argentina, we used to
say it. So it's very long.
Yeah.
So the Gemara tells
him,
good brachos.
Yeah.
Yochanan says, any time you find the gvura, the strength of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you also find his great humility. Davar said, this concept is kasa b'Torah, the Shana b'Nevim, it's repeated in Navi, u'mishulash b'ksuvim, and yes, mentioned a third time in the ksuvim. Where do we see this? Kasav Torah, it says, Ki Hashem Elokeichem, Hu Elokei Elokim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is the God of the gods. V'Adonai Adonim, the Master of the Masters. U'Ksiv Basrei, afterwards it says, Osem Mishpat Yosem V'Almano. And you should do Mishpat, he judges favorably the orphan and the widow. You see, even though he's talking about greatness, he still looks to the ones who need him. Shana B'Nevim, it's repeated in Navi. Kamar Ram V'Nisa Shochen Advakadosh, talks about the greatness, how elevated the Kadosh Baruch Hu is. Afterwards, it's written, Vestakei v'shafa ruach, and the low ones, daka v'shafa, someone who's low and down, the low-spirited, is mentioned right afterwards. Mishulas b'ksuvim, it's mentioned yet in the third place, d'chsev sula l'roche b'aravos b'kashimo, that the elevating up the rider, referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, how he's high up there. Afterwards, it's written, Avi yisomim v'dain almanos, the father of the orphans and the judge of the widows. Okay. Why we mention this is because I think the pasuk Sula Rochev is one of the haftorahs that we mentioned above. So that's why I mentioned this concept now. Now the Gemara goes back to the discussion of Yom Tov HaRishon Shechag. What do we read on Sukkot? We already discussed Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. What's left? Sukkot. So Sukkot is the first day we read. Parshas Moados, which is Shabbat Torah Skanim, which is referring to Parshas Emor. U'maftirin, we read Hinei Yom Ba LaHashem. Rashi tells us it's referring to Chag HaSukkos. This pasuk in Haftarah talks about Sukkos. And then V'ha'idna D'ikah Triyomi. Now that we have 2 days of Yom Tov, L'machar Mikrei Hachanami Karinan. So we read this. We read the same thing. It sounds like we repeat the same laning for day 2. And what's the Haftarah? Aftur Mai Maftirin. V'ikalu El Melech Shoma and Shlomo gathered together all the nation and gave them a bracha. So Rashi tells us the first wide line down. V'ikalu Al Shem Shach Chanukah Sabayis Hayisa Boso Asifa Upachag HaSukkos, because the Gemara is in Moikat, and we'll see this in another week from now, that the comes to Ein Marvin Simcha V'Simcha, that Shlomo Melch had 7 days of celebrating the Chanukah Sabayis, and then he went to the base of English, and then went to Sukkos, so he had 7 and 7, so it's all around the same time. So Sukkos and Chanukah Sabayis took place at the same time, one after the next. Exactly, that was the time they did not fast Yom Kippur. Now, Shari Yimos HaChag, the rest of Yisukkos, what would they read? Korin B'Karbanos HaChag, they'd read all the different Karbanos of Chag, which is found in Parshas Pinchas. And it's called Pari HaChag, the cows of the Chag. The cows would go down from 13 for the first day, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 7, I think. And then that's what they read on the rest of the days of Chol HaMoed. Now, what about Yom Tov Achron? What are the last day, Shmei Atzeres? What would they read? They'd read Korin Kol Bechor from Parshas Re'eh and Mitzvot Shechukim U'Bechor. So look at Rashi. Rashi writes Korin Kol Bechor. Ella Shemaschilin Aser Taser. They wouldn't read from Kol Bechor. We cut the section of Kol Bechor, but we start in an earlier place in Aser Taser. Why? Lefishi Yesh Be'osu Parshas Mitzvos Bechukim Harbei Hanehogim Machag Be'osu Zman Shuzman Asif. Because that time, there are many minhagim, the mitzvahs that are kept during this time of various matnos aniyim that you give to the aniyim. Right, ve'esh aniyim tzrichim lasel me'achel aveisim. They have to start gathering food into the house. So many of the mitzvahs discussed there are about talking about giving tzedakah and giving food to the aniyim. So that's why we read from the point of aser taser. U'maftirim, what's the haftarah on the last day of Sukkot on Shmei Atzeres? Vahiki chalas Shlomo. This section of Shlomo, which talks about the eighth day he had sent out the nation. So it's just like Shmei Atzeres, the eighth day here too, also it refers to the eighth day. And Lamacha, the next day, when it comes to Simchas Torah, Lamacha, Korin Vizos HaBracha, U'maftirin Vayamad Shlomo. They read Zos HaBracha and would read from Vayamad Shlomo. So Zos HaBracha, they'd read. There are two different reasons why to read Zos HaBracha. Now, we typically read Zos HaBracha because that's the last day of Simchas Torah. That's when we finish the Torah, to see him in the Torah, and that's when we start reading Sefer Bereishis. According to the Meshech Chachma, he explains that before that, in the times what we discussed a couple of days ago, when they'd only conclude the entire Sefer Torah every 3 years only, they would still read Zos HaBracha on Simchas Torah, on that day, because it was still very shaykh to it. The reason being because it discusses all the brachas. Let's see if I can find that Meshech Chachma back here. Right, because the way it works, that all the cows that were brought as karbanos during the entire 7 days of Sukkot, the total 70 cows. Now, we brought the 70 cows corresponding to the 70 nations. Shmir Atzeres, we bring just one cow, that's connected to Klal Yisrael, just this one nation, us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, a special relationship that we have. So Zos HaBracha describes that relationship that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and based on the number of Psukim, so therefore Zos HaBracha is very appropriate for the day of Shmir Atzeres. Happens to be nowadays, we also make a seam on Zos HaBracha and the entire Torah, but it says Meshech Chachma, it used to be that was because Zos HaBracha was very much fitting to be read on the day of Shmei Atzeres, Simchas Torah. Okay. Says the Gemara now. Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav. Shabbos Shechal Yos B'chol Shemoed. What about Shabbos Shechal Moed? What do we read then? Beim Pesach, Beim Sukkos, Mikra, Karina, and we read Re'eh Ata. That's a parsha from Re'eh we read. That looks like it's Parshas Kisisa. So you read Re'ata, a Parsha in Kisisa. Afturi B'Pesach, what would you read for Haftorah? On Pesach, you read Ha'atzamos Ha'iveshos, referring to the dry bones. That's when they left Mitzrayim before the time was up, it describes, that we left earlier than we were supposed to. And then when it comes to Sukkot, we read Bayom Ba Gog, referring to Gog and Magog, because it was Rashi tells us, Rashi doesn't really say this here, but the Sukkot time is when Gog and Magog is supposed to occur, the war of Gog and Magog. So now we discussed all the various Yom Tov. What about Chanukah? For Chanukah, we read B'Nissim. As we know, we read all the sections of Parshas Naso, all the Kabanos that were brought by the Nissim, U'maftirin B'ner Zechariah, and we read the Haftorah when it falls out on Shabbos. We read describing in Zechariah the various candles that were discussed, and the menorah, says Rashi. And then the Miklai Shtei Shabbosos, if there are two Shabbosos, if, for example, that day one of Hanukkah falls out on Shabbos, and then day eight is going to be on Shabbos as well, then you read Kamaisa, the first one, you read Neir's de Zechariah, and Basraisa, the second one, you read Beneir Shlomo, Shlomo also describes the menorah. Bupurim, what do you read on Purim? Vayeva Amalek, we read the nine Psukim of Amalek, the only parsha, the only time we ever read less than 10 Psukim. Rosh Chodeshim, we read Uvrashei Chachechem, the Psukim in Parshas Pinchas, as we read every single Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, Chal Yosh, Shabbos, what if they coincide with Shabbos? Then the Maftirin is Vayhi Machar Madai Chodesh B'Chadsho, that's what we read for in Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. And Chal Yosh B'ech B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Sunday, then read Me'esmol, the day beforehand, Maftirin Vayomer Lo Yonasan Me'achar Chodesh, famously we read that on Shabbos, which is very interesting. Never, no other place we have, you read Haftorah the day before the day comes up. Usually it's when they coincide Shabbos and the Yom Tov. Here it's actually the Erev Rosh Chodesh, which tells you there's some significance. It's called Yom Kippur Katan. Erev Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur Katan, people would fast, it becomes a big day. That's why it's not surprising that even on the Erev Rosh Chodesh, there's a special Haftarah. Okay. Let's go by it now. It says the last couple words of the page, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that Rosh Chodesh Av, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, if that falls out on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Av, Maftirin Chodshechem U'madechem Sino Nafshi, Hayu Alay L'Tareach. So you have a special of Torah first. Normally Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, we have a special of Torah read, but Rosh Chodesh Av, because it's Av and it's a bad month, we have a different, a much sadder Haftarah we read from the first parak of Yeshaya. My, what does it mean, Havei Alay L'Tareach? What does it mean that there's a tarech, a tircha, an effort, a place on me, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, lo dayin lehem yisrael shechotin lefonai. Is it not enough that Klai Yisrael is sitting in front of me? Is that not enough? Ela shematrichin osi liyeda isek zera kasha avi aleim betishabav? So now they're being matrich me to figure out what appropriate zera to give them for the sin that they're doing. That's what Yeshaya Navi is describing in this parak here. So Gemara says, now, but Tisha B'Av, Gufei Mai Maftirin. What about Tisha B'Av itself? What did we learn in Tisha B'Av? So we know from just a few days ago, Amr Rav, Eicha Hayisa Lazona. So that's what they would read, this Haftarah. And Mikramai, what would we read as the Psukim? So Tanya Achem Omim, others would say, Yimlo Tishmuli. This is possibly what this, the Tocha, I think, right? See, I'm trying to find that. Yeah, this is Bechukosai. If you don't listen to me, and the following bad things are going to happen to you, that we do not read on Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yochanan Yosef Omer Ad Ana Yanatsuni Ha'am Hazeh, until when will the nation stop fighting against me? That we don't read either. V'yesh Omerim Ad Masad L'Eda Harazos, referring to the Miraglim, that we don't read either. What do we read? Amar Abai, nowadays Ha'ina Nog Alma L'Mikre, we read Parshat Veschanan, Ki Solid Banim, that's what we read on Veschanan, Umaftirin Asof Asifem, and that's the Haftarah that we read as well. Okay. Now the Gemara and the Mishnah told us, B'ma'amados, B'maisa, B'reish. Oh, by the way, this long Tosas, which we're not going to see here, he describes all the various Haftarahs that we do, the three Haftarahs of the 3 weeks, and the Haftarahs of Shiva and Chamsa, he describes all of them that we read as well. It's all found in this Tosas, according to the time period we find ourselves in. Also, it's all here in Tosas. Shabbos Chazon, Shabbos Nachem, we discuss this. Okay, now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that Mamados Maisa Bracious, that these things also what we read. So we read a Mamados Maisa Bracious. If it was your week to go to the shul and lane for that week, so you have to read Maisa Bracious. Each day you read a different day of the Maisa Bracious. So how do we know this? So Amr Rabbi Ami Ilmoli Mamados Lo Niskaimu Shemaim Baretz. Had we not had the Mamados, then the world would not be in existence. So Shenamar Imlo Brisi Yomam Velayla. So the bris, the covenant, the day and the night, so that the it keeps the chukos shemayim v'aretz losamti. So and right afterwards it says, "Vayomer Hashem Elokim b'ma'ida ki irishena." So what Hashem says, Avram says to Hashem, "What will I know? How I know that I or my descendants are going to inherit the land?" Avram says, maybe my children, Klai Yisrael, is going to sit in front of you. You're going to wipe them out like you did to the Mabul, and separate them throughout the world like you did to the Dor HaFlaga. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, love, not going to happen. How do I know? How can I trust you? Very strange question. But give me a sign that I know this is going to be true. So interesting negotiations Avram does with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar Lo, Hashem says, Ashes Pasuk and Parshas Lecha, take for yourself a third egla, a very nice, juicy cow, calf. So what's the good with that? So Rashi explains to us, look at Rashi towards the top, four lines from the top, he says, Kechila egla mishuleshes, kolomer ha-karbonos yechaprolem. By you doing the karbonos, or by your descendants doing the karbonos, that's going to provide a kabara. Meaning, you're right, I know they're going to sin, Avram, you're right. But through karbanos, they're going to be provided with tshuva and kapara. So I'm on the fun of it. So the Ribbono Shel Olam Tinach Bezman Shebeis Hamikdash Kaim. Okay, so that's going to make sense when the Karbanos are around and when there's a Beis Hamikdash. But we know there's going to be many, many hundreds of years without the Beis Hamikdash. Bezman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kaim Matei Alem. What's going to be? Does that mean they're stuck then? They're not going to get tshuva? Amarlo Kivak Tikanti Lehem Say the Karbanos. I already had put together. I fixed the order of Karbanos. That calls man shekaron behen. Whenever they read them, ma la ani alein keilu makriven lefanai carbon. Whenever they recite them, it's as if I am accepting their carbonos in front of me. Umocha ani al kol avonosim. I'm going to therefore accept their avonos. So we see from all this that the reason why the mamodos were established was as follows: that this was the guarantee that Akash Baruch Hu gave to Avram Avinu. While the Kohanim are busy doing the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, Klai Yisrael is busy reading the groups who are reading the Mamados are reading about Maisa Bereishis, meaning that the whole Maisa Bereishis is taller than the Karbanos being brought. That allows it to continue. By bringing the achieving and providing Kabbara, that allows the Bereishis to continue going on. There's a very interesting thing here. It's we discussed this, I think, in the past. Gemara and Tainus discussed this idea. Also comes up at the end of Maseches Menachos. When a person recites the Karbanos, it's as if he's actually bringing the Karbanos. There's discussion, well, how much Kavanah does a person have to have? Is it enough for me to simply say the Kavanahs? Is that enough? Do I have to understand them? Do I have to learn them in depth? And only when I know them in depth, as I read them Pesukim, I understand that the Ketah does this and the Chata does this. So the Chavetz Chaim says, ideally, a person should really understand them well and understand the Sugyas. And when he learns them, it's not just reading words. He should really understand them for this to work. Other Acharim describe, does this also work for other mitzvahs? Let's say I learn about, I don't know, pick a mitzvah that doesn't exist. Shvius, okay, Shvius is coming up in a couple of months or 6 weeks or so. So I live in Chutzlar. If I learn about Shvius, if I recite the Pesukim and Parshas Re'eh about Shvius, is it as if I'm actually bringing or being Mekai in the halachas of Shvius? So that's a discussion whether it only applies to Kabanos maybe or applies to all mitzvahs that we don't have. Now, if you have the mitzvah, I can't say, you know, we have Beis Hamikdash. Much easier for me to sit home and just read the Kabanos. It doesn't work that way. If you have the opportunity to actually do the mitzvah, that's better. It's only if you don't have that option. So we in Chutz Lartz, maybe reciting Shavuos might work instead. Okay. But as an aside, the Yushalmi does not have such a concept. The Yushalmi never mentions this, that this works. That reciting Kabanos does not replace actually bringing Kabanos. And that's for that reason we don't have any Kachim in Yushalmi. Because Yushalmi says, you know, Kachim isn't Lamaisa anymore. The Baalvi thinks it is Lamaisa. Why is it Lamaisa? Because when you learn about it and you recite it, it's Lamaisa. Because right now, you could bring Karbanos based on this Gemara. This never appears in the Yushalmi. That's why the Yushalmi does not have any Kachim.
So anything that we don't have in the Yushalmi is because it wasn't done? Or I thought it was...
There's a Rashi in Bab Metzia, Daf Kuf Dal or Kuf Ches, on Beis, and describes why we have the four Siddurim that we do have. It says we have Nezikin, we have Nashim, we have Moed, because those are all Shaykh Bezman Hazeh. Nezikin damages Nashim getting married and divorced, and Moed because all the Yom Tovim. So why do we have Kachim, and why does, I forget what exactly he says, it may be because of this, but he says Zeraim, Yushalmi has Zeraim, because Zeraim is Shaykh, it's Bezman Hazeh. You still have Shemitah, you still have all the Halachas of Truma and Meister, those things still exist. So I don't remember if he explains Kachim because of that. But if he doesn't, that's what the answer is. Because we have Kachim. The question is, so why doesn't the Yushalmi have Kachim? The answer is because they don't hold to this concept of learning it as if you're actually bringing it. Which goes along with a larger theme in the Yushalmi and the Bavli, by the way. I'll just say one more thing, since we do have some time on this Yushalmi-Bavli, that the Yushalmi, we call each Mishnah a Halacha. I mentioned this in the scene we made. And then Bavli, it's called a Mishnah. What's the difference between a Mishnah and Halacha? Halacha is a halacha, just straightforward. As we saw in the Shkalim, Shkalim is just like listing halachas. There's no like questions and answers, just list things. There's no like a malus in Yushalmi. There's no like back and forth. Bavli Mishnas of Lashon Vishinantam, being sharp, questions, answers, analysis. So then learning itself is a value according to the Bavli. According to the Yushalmi, it's just really the end. The halacha is what we don't care about learning there. If there's no karbanos, learning itself is meaningless. You need to. It's a limud le bali de maisa, according to the Yushalmi. Okay, back to the Gemara now. The Gemara, we are now 6 Y lines down, 2 dots. Tainios, brachas uklalos, vein mafsikin beklalos. Misha told us on a tainios, which we don't do though, that you're supposed to read the brachas and klalos, the blessings and the cursings that were given to Klaiso, and when you read the klalos, you cannot interrupt, you cannot split up into 2 different aliyahs. How do we know this? Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Amar Kral. The pasuk says, "Musa Hashem bini al timas." So, how do we learn this from this pasuk? So, a person should not melt. Should not what's a good word? Al timas, they say. Say melt.
Do not disdain.
Not disdain. Okay, when you're receiving the Musa of Hashem, the child shouldn't, walk away. You should listen to it. Rashi describes this is three narrow lines down in Rashi, rather two narrow lines down. Al timas. Hamafsik behen, person who interrupts, pauses in the middle of the klala, mara atzmo shekashal lekros. It shows if it's very hard for him to read it. Umaseches, so from yalafle, it brings a different pasuk. The person's supposed to listen to the tochacha, listen to the musar, and don't say, I can't hear this anymore. You have to be able to hear the tochacha, otherwise you're not going to change your ways. Gemara says, Reish Lakish amar, lefi she'ein omrim bracha al pranos. So you're not supposed to say a bracha on the pranos. Not because of the pasuk of don't disdain, as you just said, but rather, you can't say bracha on a paranos. So what's going to happen is, if I'm reading the tocha and split it into two aliyahs, so I'm going to end up having a bracha in the middle and a klala. You have to always, the klalas always begin, when you have the bracha of the tochacha, always starts from positive psukim, and then it ends with positive psukim. So bracha is always chal on a klala, on a bracha as opposed to a klala. That's why we can't interrupt the klala, because then mimele has to be the last bracha of the first section is going to be in a klala, and the new bracha on the next half of the klalos is also going to be on klalos, and that's not allowed. Ela heichi avid. So what are you supposed to do, says Reish Lakish? Tana, the Braisa teaches us that kishu maschil b'pasuk shilafneim. When you start the bracha, the aliyah, you start with the pasuk prior, where it's not about the tochacha yet. Uchshe mesayim. When you conclude the aliyah, mesayim b'pasuk shachrem, you end the pasuk later at least, so it's chal on a positive bracha, not on a klala. Amr Bai says, Lo shanu el b'klalos hashe b'toras kohanim. This klal of not separating the klalos is only referring to the klalos that are mentioned to us kohanim in Sefer Vayikra, which is b'chukosai. That's not a parsha Bahar. Aval klalos she b'mishnah, no, b'chukosai, right. Am I getting confused now between the two? One of them, okay. Aval klalos she b'mishnah Torah, posek, the one that appears in Devarim, which is in Kisavo, that you can be posek. That you are allowed to separate into two psukim. Why? My time. Halalu b'loshon rabim omarus, u'moshim p'ya gvuramun. These, meaning those found in Parshas and Sefer Vayikra, was mentioned lashon rabim, and it was said from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, therefore much more severe, we can't interrupt them. Halalu, these found in Kisavo and Sefer Devarim, b'loshon yochid amarus, are mentioned in a singular, were not as severe, u'moshim p'ya asman amarun, Moshe himself said them, so much less severe klala, therefore you could separate between the two of them. Okay, so look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Moshe mipi ha-gvura amran. What does that mean? V'nas ha-shliach, Moshe was a shliach, lo malakach amar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said to me to say the following to you. That refers to the Sefer Vayikra. Sharei amurin b'loshen v'nasati v'kadi, I gave, shlachti, I sent, Misha yichos b'yad l'lasos. Moshe couldn't say, I sent you. He didn't do it. Moshe was just a shliach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Aval b'mishna Torah in Parshas Kisavo, ki yakeka Hashem yidbak Hashem b'cha, talking about in the Kadosh Baruch Hu doing all these things. Moshe is describing as what's going on. Moshe Amar, Moshe himself may all have said this on his own, im tavru al mitzvot, he's going to start giving you all these klalos. The fascinating thing we see from here that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who said Sefer Devarim. He said the Tochacha in Kisavo. How could that be? So look at Tosos. There's a one-liner, less than a one-liner. Small Tosos. Dibur maskan Moshe ma'atma Amram. Uberuach HaKodesh, he said it. He wasn't Mechadish on his own. You can't, every word, we know the klal is that every word from the Torah is from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu put into his mind what to say. The amazing Maral. Maral says, the difference was that the rest of the Torah, the rest of the time Moshe spoke with Kadosh Baruch Hu was his mouthpiece, directly speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Came to Sefer Devarim, Moshe spoke on his own, but through the Ruach HaKodesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the difference that Maral explains.
I think I read somewhere that it really was Moshe on his own. And then at the end, Hashem said, good Kazak, we're putting it in. And, I'm stamping it as coming from me. Something.
Now that you say that, I recall hearing that. I've seen that somewhere also. Now, for some reason, maybe the Ritva somewhere. I think you're right. Someone does say this. Yeah, I can't remember who this was. Okay. Continuing the Gemara now. The Gemara says, where are we? Levi. Levi, Barbuti, have a curry. V'kamagamgen, he was once reading the Tochacha, and he was, mumbling the words, Kamadirvuna, Barure. So Rav Huna, I guess, in front of Rav Huna, he got up. Barure, what Barure, lashon of cursing. So Rashi says Megamgen means he ran through a bemuruta of a kushi, very hard, quickly. That's the minhag to recite in a low tone and very fast, zip through the klalos. So what's Rav Huna saying here? Sorry. Now, Kamed Rav Huna Barure. Oh. He'd read through the in front of Rav Huna Baru, reading through the klalos of Mishnah Torah. He'd read through quickly. Amar lo, Rav Huna says, "Akanav sheich." So lo shanu ella beklalos shibatos kanim aval b'shemishnah Torah posek. It seemed like it was hard for him to read through it. If you need to take a pause, you're allowed to stop. You need to, because the only klal only by the parshas Em or by Sefer Vayikra is it usher to interrupt, but by Mishnah Torah one's allowed to interrupt. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Ezra Tikin Lehen Yisrael Shikarn Klalos Shabbataras Kanim Kodem Atzeres. The klal is that you're supposed to read the Tocha of Sefer Behar before you read the before you read Shavuos. Have to get out of the way. Ushemisha Torah, you have to read Kisavo Torah Bemisha Torah Kodem Rosh Hashanah. You have to read the Tocha before Rosh Hashanah. My time, huh? Rabbi says, "V'isemir Reish Lakish Kadesha Tichla Hashanah V'Kalosel." This should be a bracha that all the klalos should end before we start the new year. So before we start Rosh Hashanah, we want to get all the tochacha, all the klalos behind us. Gemara says, "Bishma Shmishtora." I understand why you want to read Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah, because Ika Kadesha Tichla Hashanah V'Kalosel, because Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, and we want to get rid of all the klalos before Rosh Hashanah. But what about Atzeres El Shibatoras Kohanim Atar Atzeres Rosh Hashanah? We're trying to get rid of all the klalos of B'chukosai before Rosh Hashanah. Shavuos is not Rosh Hashanah. What's it in? Yeah. Ateres nami Rosh Hashanah. The Tanan, Bateres al Peres Ha'ilan. The mission Rosh Hashanah tells us that Shavuos was also Rosh Hashanah. It was Rosh Hashanah for the trees. So therefore, yeah, we also want to get rid of the klalos prior to Rosh Hashanah of Ateres. So the interesting tosis here, we do have a few minutes left, and also we have a lot of time tomorrow. So before you just go right to the Gemara for a second, look at this tosis in the bottom. Klalos shebetoras kohanim kodem atzeres u'shebemishatora kodem Rosh Hashanah. So they ask the following question, says tosis. Sha'alu b'beis medrash shel Rabbeinu Nisim, lama mechalkin parshas nitzavim vayelach l'shnayim k'sheish beis shebasos bein Rosh Hashanah l'sukkos b'li yom ha-kippurim. How come when it turns out a certain calendar year we'll split up nitzavim vayelach, which is each is a very small parsha, them together is a very small parsha, so why are we almost like wasting the parsha and splitting up into two? The ain mechalkin matzus maaseh she aruchos yoser matzus maaseh much longer, and we much more hesitant to separate those two. It makes it a very long parsha, those two together. Sometimes, but more often we separate nitzavim vayelach. Let me do matzus maaseh. So why? So v'heishiv, they answer l'fishiv ba'atem nitzavim yesh klalos shekil yisrael wrote to the Simon Kodim Rosh Hashanah. Because Nitzavim has certain klalos that are there, even though it's not known as one of the parshas of klalos, there are some klalos, and we want to get rid of that prior to Rosh Hashanah. So if we were to do split Matas and Maaseh up, it pushed everything off another week, and Nitzavim will come after Rosh Hashanah. So we wanted to keep Matas and Maaseh together in order to make Nitzavim come before Rosh Hashanah and to get rid of the klalos prior. Okay, so that's the first thing. Second point of Tosfos, Vakasha. Shanu lo mechash v'nekalos shekila Moshe Yisrael k'dimashim v'per kamoches esvina. So the Gemara Basa tells us that we're not so concerned with the klalos that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. So Amar Rebbe Levi ba rei shaloki midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu midas basa v'dam. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu is very different than man. Hakadosh Baruch Hu beyuch Yisrael bechaf beiz he v'kalam b'mishmona. He blesses us with 22 brachas and curses with 8. Moshe Bircham Bishmona, he only gave us a bracha of 8 brachas, the Kolam Esim Hashem, and gave us 22 curses. So Moshe was much more severe. The Chashav Mivim Lothishmu Ad Vein Kone Mashma Vehedya, Shad Ein Kone Havi Minakolos, Vil Yoser. The Od Kasha, another question, Lafis says, Farasa, according to his logic, Amai Ein Kone Hazinu, Kodem Rosh Hashanah. Sharei Gam Sham Yishkolos Mizera Av, Lochmei Rashaf. So wait a second. First of all, apparently Gemara Babasa tells us that we don't really, we're not so worried about the klalos that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. Number two is Hazinu also has certain klalos, so we should try to get rid of those before Rosh Hashanah as well, but we don't. We read Hazinu usually in Parshas, I think always, are in Shabbat Shuvah. Lechach near li, I have to give you a different reason. Hatam she'anu mechalkin osan, the reason why we separate the nitzam vayelech and not matas masay, lefi she'anu rotin lehafzik hu likros Shabbos achas kodem Rosh Hashanah, b'parsha. The new klal. Our Gemara tells us we have to just get rid of the klalos before Rosh Hashanah. Tosus tells us not only do we have to get rid of the klalos, we have to have a parsha separating between the klalos and the next week. Meaning, shelo te midaberes beklalos klal, shelo las micha klalos Rosh Hashanah. We don't want them to be adjacent to the week of Rosh Hashanah. Mitam ze anu korin b'midbar sinai kodem atzeres. We always have, it's not true, if you looked in the psukim, if you look in our calendar, our Gemara says all you have to do is read the Chukosai before Aseres. Not true. We always have Bamidbar before Shavuos. Why? Because we have to have that week of separate buffer between Chukosai and Aseres. It says, Tosos, Kidei Shelo Lahasmich HaKlalos SheBchukosai Letters. So they're not next to each other. So to the end, that's why always we need Tzavim for Rosh Hashanah, to have Tzavim separate between Kisavo and Rosh Hashanah. That's the same reasoning. Okay. Fine. So, how are we doing with time? We still have 5 minutes, so we may as well read a little bit more in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Im yomru lecha zekenim sasser viladim bana. If the elders tell you to destroy and the younger children tell you to build, sasser v'al tivna. You should destroy and not build. Mipnei shestiras zekenim binyan. The destruction, the zekenim's destruction is considered a building, something productive. Ubinan Narim Mistira, and the building of the Narim is considered a destruction. The similar davar Rachava ben Shlomo. What exactly is this referring to? Stira and Binyan here? Okay, so it's literally talking about building and destroying. That if the elder said that this building is old and worn out, and they tell you to destroy it, you should listen to them to destroy it and to rebuild. But if the children tell you to, no, build an aliyah, build an attic, build another floor, better to listen to the zakenim as opposed to the children. Again, I'm not sure why this price is here, but that's advice. Always listen to the zakenim. Then the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Makom Shemafsikin B'Shabbos. I'm not sure. It sounds like just giving advice, of building advice, it sounds like. And what's the connection to Rechavim ben Shlomo?
The Zechanim told him the people wanted that he should retract some of Shlomo's taxes and things. So the Zechanim said, "Yeah, do what the people want," and he did. And then later on, though, the younger guy said, no, you got to really show them you're the boss, you're the king,
yeah,
you know.
He hit you with
and so he doubled the taxes, and then as a result, you had your Rehoboam came.
Okay. Maybe we'll just stop here, I guess.
Yeah, gives it's a famous, I think it's a